President Bush travels to North Carolina today for a fundraiser and to participate in a discussion about job training. In the last election, the president won North Carolina and every southern state. Now he faces criticism from leaders of the region's textile industry who say his trade policies encourage unfair foreign competition. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports the industry is organizing a grassroots political effort to challenge the president on international trade.
This week at the National Spinning Company plant in Burlington, North Carolina, CEO Jim Chestnut made an unusual request. He asked his employees to stop what they were doing, to leave the giant machines that wind yarn, and come to the company cafeteria. There he stood before them and delivered a strident political speech, presenting a dire picture of the local economy and the effects of foreign imports.
We have been devastated in North Carolina. Slightly less than 200,000 jobs lost since we got a new administration in Washington. We have had the heart and the core of manufacturing in North Carolina just cut out and the jobs given away.
Chestnut told his 1,200 employees their jobs are safe for now. But he blamed permissive trade policies for 700,000 textile layoffs nationwide as American companies struggle to compete with cheaper foreign products. To reverse that trend, Chestnut has joined an industry-wide effort to turn textile workers into a political force. At the plant meeting, he passed out voter registration forms and said the company will bring employees to the polls next November.
We're getting ready to influence the election of 2004, and we will put together enough information so that when you walk in the voting booth, you will know who's for us and who's against us.
Chestnut, a registered Republican, doesn't hide his disappointment with President Bush, whom he voted for 3 years ago. The American Textile Manufacturers Institute, an industry trade group, accuses the president of ignoring what it considers to be illegal trade practices in China, while allowing Vietnam and other countries broad access to the U.S. market. The head of the group, Cass Johnson, says at a recent textile convention, industry leaders were visibly angry with the White House.
We had about 30 CEOs on stage. The question was asked, how many of you supported President Bush in 2000? And every single hand went up. And then the second question was, how many of you would support the president today? And you had every single hand go down. It means they have a lot of bitterness, and it's going to take a long time to get over that.
That bitterness hasn't escaped the notice of Republicans in the South, where the textile industry remains powerful despite its shrinking size. Several members of Congress have demanded sanctions on China, and some House Republicans have threatened to block the president's agenda until he limits imports. North Carolina Representative Sue Myrick has called President Bush out of touch on trade policy, and she worries the issue will hurt other Republicans.
We've been trying to get the administration's attention for 2 years, and it's been very frustrating to me because we're Republicans and the administration's Republican. We're tarred by the same brush, even though we're helping.
Myrick says she has seen some recent movement from the administration. Last week, Commerce Secretary Don Evans traveled to China, where he accused the government of creating an unlevel playing field. The White House is hesitant to alienate Chinese leaders or run afoul of U.S. retailers who sell a lot of Asian imports. But Commerce Department spokeswoman Mary Brown Brewer says the administration is stepping up efforts to stop trade violations.
What we're going to do is more aggressively, proactively go out and seek to address unfair trade where it occurs. We're not going to sit back and wait anymore. We're going to establish an unfair trade practices team that actually goes out to see where there's unfair trade and where we need to address those issues.
Back at the National Spinning Plant, workers are skeptical about promises from Washington. And as they filled out their voter registration forms this week, many expressed concern about their jobs. Charles Barnwell, a 22-year employee, says the textile industry started to decline in 1993 when President Clinton signed the North American Free Trade Agreement. And Barnwell says things are no better under President Bush.
It's real sad to see. You pick up the paper just about every day. Our business is going to Mexico, China, wherever. It's going there simply because politicians are not working for us. I mean, it's gone insane.
Barnwell says he hasn't decided whom he'll support in next year's election, and industry executives aren't ready to make their endorsements yet either. They say the Bush administration's actions over the next 12 months will determine whether they'll encourage thousands of textile workers to vote for the president or against him. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.